Wait, will you all tell me what your wedding ceremonies look like?
You can ask with him. He's going to marry soon.
Oh, soon. What's that process like?
Which is from father, my parents, uh-huh. and her parents. They talk each other. Then they make decisions to about our life, our marriage. When is better, which day is better. And then we invite to other people, relative people, and Nepal. Then we gather all together. Then we celebrate.
Yes. Do you have, like in the United States, it's tradition, although it doesn't happen as much, but the man will go ask, the boy will go ask the father for permission?
Yes.
Does that happen here?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about when you asked permission. What was it?
Our is love marriage.
Love marriage.
Yes. What's means that? Means my wife are running restaurant in Kathmandu. So every day I go to her restaurant, she is like something, and then drinking, and then talking, flak. And after a few days, I don't know.
You're married.
Yeah. And after a few days, what happened? I don't know.
I said, you have already. Lots of people know this internet.
How about you? How did your husband propose to you?
You can ask him.
Oh, yeah. You're married?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Give me the goods.
Kamala ni aku tu musuh nama ni aje. Same shorts tu, nama same shorts tu nama zin dihiru sini, nama leu sini, nama ni ni salah ni zin dihari.
What is a traditional Sherpa wedding look like?
Please.
Your wedding was in Kathmandu, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Where was your wedding?
Pardon?
Where was your wedding?
Here in Dimboche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is a traditional wedding? What's it like?
Arranged marriage.
Is it still common today to do arranged marriage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone love marriage, someone common marriage. Arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Most of you in people does arrange.
Yeah, before in the old traditional, and most time people arrange marriage. But nowadays, nowadays in... all educated on this way.
After lots of trees comes, then lots of people following the trees rule, you know.
Yeah.
That's why love marriage.
So before it was arranged marriage, and now because of a lot more tourists, you're seeing more love marriages.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Is yours a love marriage or arranged marriage?
Yeah.
So I want you from my traditional, traditional.
They're going to marry soon.
And was yours a love marriage or arranged
marriage?
What is a traditional Sherpa wedding ceremony?
Yes, the boys has a special cloth like
yellow color. Like a yellow color.
Yellow color.
All of yellow.
Red. And red hair. And they have a lots of. Given it like is the junior
like
given it
rough, like a rough, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the boys and the other relatives from the boys, they come to the girl's house, and they all thanking for the giving, for the welcoming from the women house, women relatives, and then they stay together all, and then they put three times the boys put the tikka. Red tikka on his forehead, and after they bring the girls with the traditional dress, the bridegroom dress.
But what? Tell me what that looks like.
Yeah, looks very nice. Yeah, very very nice. But how to explain?
Do it in Sherpa. Is
did you see sometimes movie from China or in the Losar festival? Is the traditional similar like that,
mm-hmm.
but is a little different, and then the woman is little shy, and they stay together, sitting together, and after the boys put three times sticker for girl's forehead, and then the all people dance with the kyonza. Tail of the yaks, and the local people from the bride side. And then after all dancing, oh, a hook, and then finish, and the next
she goes husband house.
Next day they stay together there, all the groups, and the next day they go all group with the bridegroom,
yeah.
To their home. Yeah, the girls must to go after. And little why, and they go together.
You can't do that. You be able to talk about something. Ah, just the key.